Today's shiur is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the last word of the line, Itmor. We are beginning the new sugya of Habo al Rusasoi Bebeis Chomov, and we will begin with a brief Hagdama. Min HaTorah, a Mamzer Vadai, a definite illegitimate son, is Mutter in a mamzeres. A suffix mamzer, min HaTorah, is also mutter in a mamzeres. However, the Rabbonon, because they were worried about the possibility that the suffix mamzer is in fact a legitimate child, they prohibited him from marrying a mamzeres. Our Gemara we'll discuss when the Rabbanon felt that the child should be considered a Vadei Mamzer, although they didn't know for sure that the child was a Mamzer, but under certain circumstances, the Rabbanon felt that we can give the child a halacha of a Vadei Mamzer, and therefore he would be mutter in a Mamzeres. And this will be the subject of a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and as we will see, it will pertain to the Mishnah that we learned in yesterday's shir. Let us begin the Gemara. Itmar, it was stated, Habo al Rusasoi Bebeis Chomov, if a Orus, someone who was engaged to get married, had relations with his Arusa in the house of his future father-in-law, and Rashi explains that Habo al Rusasoi means that both the Orus and the Arusa admitted that they, in fact, had relations together. So Rav Omar, Rav says, and there's going to be two pshatim in the Gemara explaining the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Now, in the first pshat, Rav says, Havlad Mamzer, that the child is considered a Mamzer, and the fact that the woman was Moda, that she had a relationship with the Orus, works to her detriment. We would have thought that she was Moda, and we accept what she says and what he says, that they had a relationship together, and therefore the child is their child, and therefore the child would not be a Mamzer. However, Rav is of the opinion, according to this first pshat in the Gemara, that by the fact that she was Moda, that they had a relationship before the actual Nisuin took place, that indicates that she is a woman of loose morals, and we suspect that she had relationships with other men, and therefore the child is halachically considered, according to Rav, as being a Vadai Mamzer, and therefore he would be mutter in a Mamzeres. Now, if we would have the same case by a married woman where there is a suspicion that she had relationships with other men, her child would not be deemed a Vadei Mamzer. And the reason for this, as Rashi explains, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, is because we have a Rov, the Rov Bilois Achrabal. Once she's already married, then we say that most of the time her relationship was with her own husband, and we can assume that the child is a legitimate child. But here, where we're speaking about an Orus and an Arusa, since she is still living bebeis in the house of her father, therefore, there is no Rov that she had most of the time a relationship with her Arusa, with her Orus. And Adarabba, the Ritva says, there's a Rov Fakert. We can assume that since she admitted that she had a relationship, which according to Rav works to her detriment, we can assume that the Rov was not the Orus, was strange men. And therefore Rav considers it Havlad Mamzer. And therefore this child will be mutter with a mamzeres. However, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Havlat Shtuki, that the child is considered a suffix. The Lashon Shtuki, one of the Pshatim Shtuki is that any man that the child sees and calls out Abba, the mother says, be quiet, because we don't know who the father is. It's a suffix. So here too, it's a suffik mamzer. And midarabbanan, a suffik mamzer is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Amar Rava says, Rava, mistavra milsa de Rav, de daima mi alma. Rava now wants to explain Rav Shita. And he says, when did Rav Paskin in this case that we consider this child illegitimate, that it came from somebody else in the world and not from the Orus? That's when there is a daima. Daima means dibur. There's a renun. There is suspicion and rumors that this woman is busy with illicit relationships. So since there is, besides the hoidah, besides the fact that she was moda, which as we explained before, according to Rav, works to her detriment, besides that, there is a rumor that she has relationships with other men. So you have both factors together. Avaloi daima mi'alma, but let's say there is no such rumor. Then, Basur Didei Shadinan Lei, then we would in fact say that this child is the Orus's child, and we would believe their admission that they had a relationship together, and the child is from the Orus, and therefore, of course, this child is not considered a mamzer, and Rav would be married to Shmuel, and therefore the child would be usher to marry a mamzeres. Amar Rava says, Rava, and here's where our Mishnah comes in. Where will I bring a proof that if, only if we have both factors together, that she was moda and that there are rumors, only then do we say the child's a mamzer. But otherwise, if there are no rumors that she had other relationships, the child is not considered a mamzer, even according to Rav. How do I know that? The Ketana, as we learned in our Mishnah. And this is referring to the case of a Kohen who was Ma'anis or Mefata Yisraelis. And we learned that if they had a child, that the Yisraelis could marry, could eat Truma. Because this child is considered the Kohen's child. And therefore, in the schus of this child, she could go ahead and eat Truma. Diktani, we learned in our Mishnah, Yolda Toichel Hechidami. What's the case? If in fact there was a rumor that she had other relationships besides this one who was Ma'anis or Mefata, this Kayin, so Yolda Mai Toichel. So why in fact if she gave birth to a child that she eat, maybe this is from one of the, this child is from one of the other relationships, and it would not be the child of the Kayin, and therefore she would not be Zoicha to eat Truma. Elalav. Elamai, if the Mishnah says she does eat truma, it must be because minei damia v'loy daima ma'alma, because they admitted that they had a relationship together, but there was no rumor that anyone else had a relationship. And what did the Mishnah say? That in that case, we say the child is in fact the Kohen's, and therefore she can eat truma. So now we could make a kal v'chomer. If this is the pshat in the Mishnah, we could say as follows. Uma hosam. If in our Mishnah, the lahai isura o lahai isura, she is osur to both, because we know that the rabbanim made exeres, Rashi brings down, that a pony and a pnuy should not be even be meyache together. They shouldn't go into seclusion together. So certainly they shouldn't have relationships together. So just like she's usher to this kayin, who was ma'anis or mefat to her, she is usher to the whole world with the same isser the rabbanim. So as far as isser and heter is concerned, she is just as usher to the ma'anis as she is to the rest of the world. And yet we say, Basur Didei Shadinilei, we say that this is the Kohen's child. So, Hacha, the Lahai Isura Ulahai Hetera Lekoshchein. So what about in our case, where you have an Orus, and they are Midaraisa, legitimately an Orus and an Arusa, and they can even Midaraisa live together. It's only Midarabonim that they can't. So to the rest of the world, she's Usser. To the Orus, she's mutter. We said before to the Midarabon and an Orus and Arusa cannot live together, but the Ritva speaks out, if we compare the relationship of the Orus and the Arusa to the Arusa with the rest of the world, it's Heter Legabe Yisr. Because to the rest of the world, she's a Naira Marusa, which is a Chiv Skila, Mises Bezdin. Mashiankin to her Orus, it's only an Yisr de Rabbonin. So it's a Heter Legabe Yisr. So certainly, like Kol Shechein, that what? that we will say probably who lived with her together, her Oris, who wasn't doing such a terrible thing. He was only being over on this Rabbanan. We're not choshish that she had a relationship with someone else to whom it would be an Isser Daraisa Chayiv Skila. So Madach in our Mishnah, that when we have a choice to go after the Ma'anes, the Kohen, or the rest of the world, where the Isurim are equal, so we go, and it's speaking about a case where there was no rumor from the world. Because if there be a rumor from the world, why would you say that this child is definitely a Kohen? So there's no rumor. So the only thing that we know for sure is that she had a relationship with the Kohen. And the Isurim are equal, the Kohen or the rest of the world. Yet you say it goes after the Kohen. So Kal v'chomer in our case, by the Orus who's mutter, as opposed to the world that's an Issa Deraisa, for sure that will put it after the Orus. So this was Rava's Raya to his pshat in Rav, that Rav, when he said the Vlad is Mamzer, must be speaking about a case where not only was she Moida, which works to her detriment, but also there were rumors that she had relationship with the rest of the world. But if there were no rumors that she had relationship with other people, then Avada Rav would be Moida. You go after the Oris, and this son would not be Mutter in a Mamzeris. Amalei Abaya disagrees. And he says, I'll really tell you, if we know that the child, they were motivated, that it comes from him, even though there is no rumor, Amar Rav Vlad Mamzer, I disagree with you. I believe that Rav says that Vlad is a Mamzer, even if there were no rumors that she had relationships with other men. The only thing that we know is their confession. And as we said before, this first pshat in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel holds, the second pshat is going to disagree with this point, the first pshat holds that her oidah works to her detriment. Once she, as the Gemara is going to speak out in the next few lines, once she admits that she did something wrong, then we say maybe she had relationship with other men as well. So my timer, why do I hold that Rav says the child's a mamzer, even though there are no rumors that she had affairs with other men? Damrinin midafkra nafshel gabi oris, since she gave herself over to have a relationship with her oris, which was asur midrabban, which she shouldn't have done. So afkra nafshel alma, and she admitted that she did that. So that shows us she's a loose woman. If so, we can assume, even if there are no rumors that she had a relationship, we say, according to Rav, that she did have a relationship. And then, in fact, like the Ritva says, we're going to assume that there's a Rav that it was that she had relationships with other men more than her Orus. So, if so, you'll ask me a question. So why in our Mishnah by the Kohen do we say it goes after the Kohen? Maybe she had a relationship with other men. The answer is Umas Nisin, Shahayu Shneim Chavushim Abeis Asurin. They were both in the same room together, locked up in prison. So that's where the Mishnah is speaking about Hama'anis and Mefata, where we don't have any reason to think that she had a relation with another man. She only could have had a relation with the Kayin, who she was in the same prison cell together with. So then, and only then does she eat with Truma. But Eina Chanami, if there was a possibility that she had a relationship with other men, even though there were no rumors to that effect, Rav will hold that the child is a mamzer. Your Raya from the Mishnah, Rava, says Abaya is no Raya. Ikedi Amri, some say that the following, Bevor Oleha, if they both were moide, that they had a relationship together, Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Basre di Desha Dinalei. According to the second pshat, the Ikki Amri, we do not say that her hoido works to her detriment. If all we have to go by is their hoido, they had a relationship with each other, then we'll say the child will go after the Oris, and he will not be a mamzer, and he will not be mutter in a mamzeris. V'hochi itmar, and this is how it was stated, the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Arusa she'ibra. How do we know that Arusa had an affair? Because we see that she is pregnant. Not because she admitted it to us. She is pregnant. So Rav Omer, if we see she's pregnant, Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad is considered a Mamzer. Why? Because we have a rove. The rove of the, if we have a choice between the Orus or the rove of the world, we'll say that probably it happened from the rove of the world. We'll go after the rove, and the rove were also to have a relationship with her. The child is a mamzer. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says, Havlat Shtuki, the Vlad is only a Suffolk mamzer, and therefore he will be usher midirabban and to live with a mamzeris. According to Rav, however, we consider him based on the rove of Vadai mamzer, and therefore he's mutter in a mamzeris. Omer Rava. So now Rav explains according to the Ikka d'Amri. Mistavre milsa de Rav, when does Rav say that this child is considered a mamzer? Deloy daimim minei, v'daimim mi alma, that they did not admit that they had an affair. However, there was a rumor that she lived with other men. So then Rav says, you go after the Rav and the child is a mamzer. Avol, as we turn to Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, daima minei, what happens if they admitted that they had an affair together, the Oris and the Arusa. Afal gav the daima miyama, even though there are rumors that she had an affair with other men as well, basre didei shadin and lay, then you would say that it's the child of the Oris. In this point, there's a machlokes between the first sheet and the Ikka d'Amri. According to the first sheet, it's precisely when she admits, which works to her detriment, according to the first shita, plus there are rumors, both factors together, then we say, according to Rav, that it came from the world and the Vlad is a mamzer. According to the Ikka d'Amri, no. When they admitted they had a relationship together as an Oris and Arusa, and there are rumors that it comes from the rest of the world, then the admission does not work against them. This is the point that the Ikka d'Amri disagrees with the first Shita. The admission does not work to her detriment, and we say that it came from the Oris, and therefore the child is not a mamzer, and therefore he's usher in a mamzeres. So this is the way Rava understands Rav according to the Ikka d'Amri. Amar Rava, mino aminala, where will I prove this to you? Diktani, from our Mishnah again. It says in our Mishnah, yolda teichel, that if the Kayan, who was ma'anis or mefata the Israelis, so once she has a child, she can eat because there was a child from the Kayan, so that is mezakah her to eat truma. So hey chidami, what's the case? If they admitted that they had an affair together, but there were no rumors that she lived with any other man. Does the Mishnah have to tell me that in such a case she eats? Of course she eats. There's no reason. There's no rumors that she had an affair. They both admit, and the Gemara is going here, that admission does not work to the detriment. The admission tells you, yes, they're honest. They said, we did something wrong and we lived together, but then the child, of course, belongs to the Kayan, and of course that she would eat. The Mishnah didn't have to tell me that. El Olav, what do you have to say the Mishnah's case is? The diamond nami me'alma. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that although they admit that they lived together, but there were also rumors that she had a relationship with other men, and yet we say that whose child do we consider it? The Kayans, and she can eat truma, and now we can make a kavachomer. Uma hosam in the Mishnah, the lahai yisura, lahai yisura, where the yisurim on the ma'anis and the rest of the world are equal. Basre didei shadinle, and yet we give it after the kayin, and she can eat truma. Hacha, here in the case of an arus and an arusa, the lahai isuro lahai hetera, where compared to the rest of the world, the arus is mutter, as we said, it's only an issa derabanan. The rest of the world is an issa deraisa. Like kolshchen, isn't it a kolshchen that what that will say it goes after the arus? So now Abaye again disagrees. Amalei Abaye, no, I disagree with you. Lo'ilam emlech, I'll really tell you. Kol hecha the diamond me almo, afagav the diamond me nei, or merav havlad mamzer. I hold that if there are two factors, there's hoidah plus rumors, Rav would hold that it doesn't go after Oris. It goes after the world, and the child is considered a mamzer, and he's mutter in a mamzeris. Ah, you asked me a question from our mission, we see not like that. Umas nisin b'deloy daimaklal. Our mission is speaking about there were no rumors at all. They didn't admit, and there's no rumors that she had a relationship with the rest of the world, and suddenly we see she's pregnant and she gives birth. So that's the case where we say that it goes after probably whose child is it? we assume that it came from the ma'anes or the mefate. But ein echanami, once you get into daima, once you get into talk, that people, that they admit that they had a relationship. There's talk, their rumor is that she had a relationship with other men as well. It's very possible that that's what Abaya holds, that Rav would say that we assume it's from the rest of the world, from the rave of the rest of the world, and the child would become a mamzer, and he would be mutter in a mamzeres. Now we can continue to another sugya a little easier. Ha'evet poisel mishum bia. We learned in our Mishnah that a evet passes because of bia and v'chulu. The Gemara is going on the next part of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if the kohen has a grandson who's an evet because his daughter married a akum or a eved, so the child is considered a eved, so the grandmother cannot eat. Why? Because this eved, who's a grandson, is considered, it's speaking about a case where Yisrael, the son, came on a shivcha, so, and as a result, the child that's born, ha'isha v'yiladeh, go to the odoin. When an Eved Ivri has a Shifcha, so the child goes after the Shifcha, and the child's an Eved. So if the grandmother, the Yisraelis, had this grandson as an Eved, that is not considered a child to be Mezakeh her in Truma. My time, or where do we learn that if a Yisrael has a relationship with a Shifcha, that the child is an Eved, or Makra, you should be Ladeh, Tiladeh now, because we see by the Eved Ivri, who's given a Shifcha, that the children are considered to be the children of the Shifcha, and that's why they are Avodim. So the Eved would not be Mezakeh, the grandmother, the Yisraelis, to be able to eat Truma as a descendant of the Kohen. It's not considered a descendant of the Kohen or of her, it's considered a descendant of the Shifcha. Continues the Mishnah, Mamzer poisel machla. A Mamzer is considered like a regular child. And therefore, if it's a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael, and what comes out is a Mamzer, a grandson comes out to be a Mamzer, because their daughter married a Mamzer, and therefore the child will remain a Mamzer, so he passels. That means the Bas Kohen can no longer eat Truma because she has a child, a Jewish Mamzer, and a Yisrael, and therefore the Bas Kohen cannot go back to her father's house. Umachel, if it's a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, and they have a descendant who's a Mamzer, so then the Bas Yisrael will be able to eat because of this child who's considered a descendant of the Kohen, she will be able to eat. Tana Rabban, how do we learn these dinim out? Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Vizera Einla. When does she go back to her father's house, the Bas Kohen, if she has no children? Einli Elazara. I only know if she has children that she doesn't go back to her father's house. Zera Zara Minayin. How do I know if she has grandchildren she doesn't go back to her father's house? Tamalema Vizera Einla. And Mikol Mokoyim, that even if she has grandchildren, even if her children died, and all she has left are grandchildren, she is already not allowed to go back to her father's house to eat Truma. And we learned this before in the Masechta, that the limit is from the word Ein Lo with a Yud, because we could spell Ein without a Yud, as the Pasuk says, May Ein Bilam, Bilam refused, or the Pasuk May and Yevamah, the Yevamah refused to do Yibam, and therefore he's going to do Chalitza. And there it's written without a Yud. So since you're writing the word Ein with a Yud, once it's spelled with a Yud, then the sound of it could change to Ayin. And as it's not Ein, it's Ein. And once you're doing it like that, then we can already darsh it Ayin. What does the word Ayin mean? Ayin, a love, you should check, not only in the son, but even in the grandson. The grandson will also puzzle from Truma. The Tyrus Kayanim speaks out that even though this limud is by a Bas Kayan that she will become puzzle, who adin for a Bas Yisrael, that if she has a grandson from her husband, the Kayan, that will entitle her to eat Truma. The Gemara asks, Ainli Elazar Kosher. I only know a Zera Kosher will pasul the bas koyin from eating truma. Zera pasul minai, and how do I know if she has a mamzer as a descendant, a grandson who's a mamzer? How do we know the mamzer pasuls her from truma as well? Tamil loyma, vizera ain law, ayin a law, as we learned before. Ask the Gemara, va'afikte lezera zara. You just used the drasha with the yud, the extra yud, which we said could be read ayin for her grandchildren. So how could I learn it also for Zera Apostle, for a Mamzer? The Gemara answers, Zera Zara La Yitzhakra. That I don't need a Pasuk for. Why? Because we have a rule, B'nai Banim, Arein Kibanim. The grandchildren are considered like children. Ki Yitzhakra. What do I need the Pasuk of Ein, Ayin, La Zera Apostle, to Zera Apostle, that a Mamzer is also considered a descendant, and in that Schus, a Bas Yisrael can eat, and because of the grandchild from a Yisrael, a Bas Koyin, who has a grandson, who's a Mamzer, that will passel the grandmother from eating Truma. Armalei, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if an Eved Va'akum Haboah Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer, Keman, who's that going like? Ki Rabbi Kiva, Dharma, Yesh, Mamzer, Mechav, Elavin? Is that going according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Kiva who holds Yesh, Mamzer, Mechav, Elavin? Because marrying a Goy is not Chav, Ekrisis, it's only Chav, Elavin. And it seems from our Mishnah, you're calling the child a Mamzer. So that seems to be only according to Rabbi Kiva, and we pass like the Rabbanan, that Kedushin Artifsin, that Kedushin Artifsin Mechai V'Lavin, and there is no Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin. Only from Chavi Krisis, where in Kedushin Artifsin is there a Mamzer. So the Gemara answers, no, Afilatem Rabbanan. Even if we go like the Rabbanan, that there is no Mamzer from Chavi Lavin, only from Chavi Krisis, but Ba'oivid V'Kechavim, V'Eved Moideh, there's an exception to the rule. The Rabbanan are Moideh, but a Goy or an Eved, even though it's only Chavi Lavin, that the child is a Mamzer. Why? Dichi Aser Ravdimi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ravdimi, he said, Mishum Rabbeinu, Rashi says Rabbeinu is Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasi paskins like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Kiva, but yet Rebbe also says, is an exception to the rule, and even though it's Chavilavin, the Vlad is a Mamzer, so the Mishnah can even go, according to Rabban, it doesn't have to go just like Rabbi Akiva. We learned in our Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol sometimes passels. And we learned in yesterday's Sugya that the case was where a Bas Kohen married a Yisrael. And the Yisrael had a daughter, and the daughter married a Kayin, and they had a child. So what's that child considered? He's a Kayin, and he could even be a Kayin Gadol, we learned. He's roid to serve on the Mizbech as a Kayin Gadol. And now, his mother is the daughter of a Yisrael, Yisraelis, who married a Kayin. So what is the status? It's a Bas Kayin to Yisrael who had a daughter. So that daughter is considered a Yisraelis. She goes ahead and marries a Kayin. They have a child. So the child from the Yisraelis and the Kayin is a Kayin and is able to serve as a Kayin Gadol. So now, if the mother, not the grandmother, the mother wants the Truma, so, yes, even if her husband, the Kayin, dies, she can eat Truma because she has a son who's a Kayin. But what about if the daughter dies? And the Bas Kayin's husband dies, the Yisrael. Now she wants the Truma. Now we say, no, you can't eat Truma. Why? Because you have a Kayin Gadol. But your Kayin Gadol comes from your husband who was a Yisrael. So that's considered that you have Zera that puzzles you from Kona. So the Mishnah says that what's the grandmother's reaction? Zoysay Meris. What is that grandmother going to say? Eichen vei, that I have a grandson as a Kohen Gadol. He's puzzling me from Truma. I can't eat Truma. And as we said in yesterday's shir, I don't have too much nachas for my grandson, the Kohen Gadol. Now the Gemara takes it a step further. Tana Rabbanan. You know what this grandmother is likely to say? If she's complaining that she has a Kohen Gadol, and that Kohen Gadol grandson is not allowing her to eat Truma, you know what she's going to say? She's going to say the following, Hareini Kaporis Ben Biti, my daughter's son, Kuza, who's a small, little, insignificant Kaylee, in other words, he's a Mamzer, Ah, machileni betruma. My einikel de mamzer. He's giving me truma to eat. I should be a gebench zolazan. He should be blessed. I should be, I'm a kabul. I'm a kareni kapora means I'm a kabul on myself. Any chatoim that he has, I'm a kabul on myself, a kapora for him. But the eini kaper is ben biti kado. But the son of my daughter, who is a kado, Rashi says, kli choshev. In other words, he's a kohen gadol. No, him, I'm not going to accept his averus on me. Why? She paslani mina truma. He is paslani me from truma. The Orach Laner says, how do you have these two cases together? So he figures it out very simply. The Yisraelis married a kohen, and they had a daughter. The daughter married a goy, or an eved, and we're going that a vlad mamzer. So she has a mamzer. Now, the grandmother's daughter died. Her husband, the kohen, died. All she has left is a mamzer. This mamzer is machal her betruma, because he's a descendant, he's a zera of the kohen. Now she goes ahead for the zivik sheni, and who does she marry? She marries a Yisrael. So now it's a Yisraelis marrying Yisrael. Once she marries a Yisrael, she stops eating truma. Then she has a daughter from this Yisrael. The daughter marries a kohen. They have a child. The child is a kohen, and he's roid to be a kohen gadol. And now the Yisraelis, her husband dies, her daughter dies, and again, all she's left with is her grandson, the kohen gadol. So from the first marriage, she had a grandson who was a mamzer. And that mamzer was feeding her truma. In the second marriage, she has a grandson who's a kohen gadol, but he's a descendant of Yisrael. So that kohen gadol is not feeding her, puzzles her from truma. In the end, the mamzer can't help her if she has the kohen gadol descendant from the Yisrael who's puzzling her from truma. So she says, "I, this mamzer that I have a grandson, I have nachas from, I can eat truma from him. But my kohen gadol grandson, I don't have a kapor from him because he's poislani min hatruma." And of course, we hope that we don't have too many saptas or grandmothers of this nature that don't have the nachas of having their son, the kohen gadol, just because they're not eating betruma. Hadron alach amana l'kohen gadol, hadron alach amana l'kohen gadol, hadron alach amana l'kohen gadol. Begins the next perek. In the previous perek, we've been learning about a wife of a kohen to eat truma, or an eved, a knani of a kohen to eat truma. And now we're going to speak about the kohen himself. Under what conditions can he lose his ability from eating truma? So the first case of the Mishnah, which this parak is named after, is ha'orol, if a kohen doesn't have a bris milah. Rashi says, shemesu kohen, shemesu echov machmas milah, that he was not able to have a bris milah because two of his brothers died. We learned earlier in the Masecht about katlonis, the sugya, where there's a sakana even by two, so he could not anymore have a bris milah. The Tosis Yeshanim disagrees on the side with Rashi. Let's learn it inside. The first Tosis Yeshanim in the parak, Pirush HaKuntres b'chol makom, all over Shas. Whenever we come to the word oral, Rashi explains shemesu achav machas milah. V'loy nira, I don't like this pshat, says the Tosis Yeshanim. The imkain ainim he's not mechuyev to mal himself. Lefishuanus, the halacha doesn't allow him. He is forced not to have a bris milah because of sakana. It's considered like a milah before the right time, where you don't do a bris milah. V'kasha, the Gemara, boy, oral cut malus sochi shem and shel truma. The Gemara has a discussion whether you can smear shem and shel truma on a kohen katan who's less than 8 days old. Do we say arelis shloib is mana makva? Loi makva, is arelis not in the right time ma'akav or not? V'amaylo pashim masnisin. Why don't we bring a rye from our Mishnah? If, according to Rashi, an oral is an onus. An onus, says the Taishanim, is like having a milah shloib is mana before the time. The kivin the mayri shemesu echavach milim kain nanasu, he's an oinus. The kivin shenanis arela shleb is manu. It has the status of an oral before the right time. So why don't we bring a rye from our Mishnah that he's potzel from eating truma? So that cut who's not 8 days old should not be allowed to smear on him truma. Therefore, the Tosis Yeshanim does not like this pshat. Lachain, pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel, it seems, the oral ratzalaymer, mishumid larelis. He's a meshumed. He beshita does not. He's worried about the pain that he's going to have, and he doesn't give himself a bris milah, and therefore he is pasul from eating truma. But in the case of Rashi, according to Tosfos Yeshayim, he would be mutter by a mesu echmas milah to eat truma. Ha'aral, the cholat man, and any kohen who's a tummy, either because he came in contact with a deceased person, or a carcass of an animal in the vela, or he's a zav or a mitzayra, in all of these cases, lo yachlu b'truma, they are not allowed to eat truma. But nishen v'avdeim, their wives and their evet kanani, yachlu b'truma, they're allowed to eat truma. We had this in the Gemara before. Even though they're not oichel, they can be machel. And the Gemara had asked the question, you could only be machl if you're oichel. And the Gemara answered, there is a defect on the mouth, meaning it's a temporary reason, incapacitation. The oral and the tameh are temporarily incapacitated. The oral, if he gets a bris milah, he can eat. The tameh, if he becomes tor in a mikveh, he has hair of shemesh, he can eat truma. So he is not considered as being a non-oichel. He's an oichel with a temporary problem. And therefore, his wives or his avadim, kananim, can eat truma. Continues the Mishnah, pitsua daka, a man who has a wounded or crushed testicles, or ukrus shifcha, or a man whose aver tashmish, his member is severed, Hain v'avdei and yachlu, they and their avodim are allowed to eat truma, because even though these two people, these two kohanim, are not allowed to get married with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but they're still kohanim, and therefore they can eat, and their kinyan kasboy, their evet, can eat as well. But v'nesheyen lo yachlu, but their wives cannot eat. And Rashi says why? Because by having a relationship with his wife, he's going to make her a chalola. On this, the Rashba and the Ritva disagree, and they bring a Gemara in Kedushin, Defein Zanim Abeis, that a Chalola is only considered from a Surei Kohuna. This Suadak and Krishif is an Isser Lovei Bakal to Klal Yisrael. That does not make a Chalola. Therefore, the Ritva learns that it makes her a Zona. That's why she is prohibited to eat truma. And the Rashba says a pshat, like we had in the earlier Dafim, that this is a different idea. Just like we had a mamzer and all those that were listed in the previous Dafim, that it, because we learned from Bas Koyen Kisiya Le'ish Zor, that the Bia of Apostle Apostles from truma. So not because it makes her a Chalala, but rather because it's a Bia with Apostle. So lo yoichlu ve'im lo yada, and if the psuadaka and krushivcha did not know her, says the Masoras Hashas in Oy Sifkat and Vav, it comes from the lashon of the pasuk va'adam yada es chava ishta. He had relationship with his wife. So if he got married to her, but he didn't have relationship with his wife, mishenasa psuadaka and krushivcha. Once he became a psuadaka or krushivcha, hare elu yoichlu. So his wives did not become pasul with the bia of a pasul, and therefore they could still eat truma. Ve'ezu psuadaka. What is considered a psuadaka? Kol she niftsu abeim shloi. If his testicles were wounded, and the Miri says who had been crushed. Vafilu achas man, even if one of them, not both of them, ukrush shevcha. What's the case? Kol shenichras hagid. If the aver itself, the member itself, was severed, but the im nishtayer matora. If from the crown, the as Rashi says in Divrei HaMaskil v'mishtayer matora, shenikeres matora ve'elach. If you could still recognize. In other words, that which was severed was only the top part of the aver. But from the crown and on, there was at least a little sliver, as the Mishnah continues, afilu kechut hasaira, even as wide as a hair's breadth. That means the whole git is intact. As Rashi explains, the top is only considered basar ba'alma. It's flesh. It's not considered part of that aver. And Mimela, Rashi describes what that Torah is, that it's, the last words of Rashi, b'makam amila b'goiva v'shoifa v'yorid atzoifa. It, narrows until the end, so that top part of the aver, that is not enough of a problem, that's not called krushivcha, and that kohen would be mutter to eat truma. If at least the chut hasaira is left, kosher, he's kosher to eat truma. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rab Lazar, and here the Bach says it should be Amar Rab Eliezer. Minayin lo oral shein rech b'truma. How do I know, in fact, that an oral does not eat truma? Nemar toshu v'sachar b'pesach. It says a toshu v'settler. We'll see in the Gemara later what exactly this, who this refers to. V'sachar or a hired hand. We'll see in the Gemara who this refers to. But it says these two words by Pesach. V'nemar toshu v'sachar b'truma. And it says toshu v'sachar by truma. By Pesach, it says, Toshu v'sachar lo yoichel boy, that a Toshu v'sachar does not eat the korban Pesach. And by Truma, it says, V'chol zah lo yoichel kodesh, Toshu v'kayin v'sachar lo yoichel kodesh, they should not eat Truma. So I learn out, Ma Toshu v'sachar omer b'Pesach, oral asur boy, just like by Toshu v'sachar, which is written and connected with Pesach. And oral cannot eat the korban Pesach, af Toshu v'sachar omer b'Truma, oral asur boy, so to the Toshu v'sachar that's written, I have a gzeira shava, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so to the Toshu v'sachar that's written by Truma, learn it out from Pesach, that an oral does not eat truma. Rabbi Akiva, Oimer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Ein etzarch, I don't need a gzeir shava. Harehu Oimer, it says, in the Pasuk, in Vayikruchav Beis Pasuk Dalin, it says, Ish, Ish, what's the entire Pasuk? Ish, Ish mizera aren, Vahutso ruoy zov, he's a mitzoyer or a zov, Bakadoshim lo yoichel arashe yitter, he should not eat in Kadoshim. Now, it does not mean Kadoshim, which normally means korbanis, but rather it means truma. Why? Because the pasuk continues lo yoichel arashe yitter until he goes to the mikveh, and he has hair of shemesh, and we know that by a tzaruah or a zov who has to bring karbonis, that if it was kachim he would not allow it to be eat till when? Till the morning, till he brings the karbonis, he's considered a mechusar kippurim. He didn't have his full atonement. He's ushering kachim. How could the pasuk here say he's mutter kachim? The answer is kachim here doesn't mean karbonis; it means truma. And the pasuk says ish ish, so we learn out why does it say ish twice? La rabois ha'arol that not only are these people who are tamei usher from eating the truma, but huadin and oral is usher to truma from the extra word ish. I don't need the gzer shava of toshu v'sachar. Amar Mar, we learned before, Rabbi Lezer Reimer. Nehmer Toshu v'sachar b'Pesach, v'nehmer Toshu v'sachar b'Truma. Ma Toshu v'sachar amar b'Pesach, oral asur boy. Av Toshu v'sachar ha'amar b'Truma, oral asur boy. Says the Gemara, Mufna. This, one of these two must be extra. That the Torah didn't have to say it. The Elav Mufna, if it's not extra, ikle mechvavrech. We could ask the question. Ma l'Pesach, you know why an oral is asur by Pesach. I can't learn out Truma from Pesach. Why? Because you know why Pesach and oral is asur? Because it has other chumras. Shechein chayov and alav. Your chayav achatas. We know anything your chayav b'mezid chorus, b'shoigeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. So your chayav achatas concerning korban Pesach, mishum pigel. If somebody has kavana to eat the korban chutzla mekaymai, not in the right place, and chutzla zmanai, not at the right time, and he eats a kezias of that, he would be chai for pigel, v'noiser, or if he eats it, he didn't have any bad kavan at the time of the bringing of the korban, but v'noiser, he ate it left over, past the allotted time, so he's chayiv b'shoyge chattis, v'tomeh, and if he eats it b'tomeh b'shoyge, he's also chayiv b'chattis. Ma'ashenk in truma, there's no pigel v'noiser. There is tomeh. You're not allowed to eat truma b'tomeh, but there's no chayiv kores, there's no b'shoyge chattis. So if we have a rule that whenever you learn a gzei reshava, it has to be mufna. Now actually there's three levels in this. If it's mufna mishnei tzadim, if it's mufna from two sides, that both, for example, in our case, Pesach is extra and Truma is extra, then everybody agrees that you learned Gzeir Shav. And even if I have a question, like this question right over here about Pigel Noiser V'tamei, even if I have such a question, I will still learn the Gzeir Shav and learn the din. Then we have mufna mitzad echad. One of the words are necessary, and one is the extra. So then there's a machloikas tanoim. Do we learn it, even if I have a question? Or, if I have a question, I do not learn the gzer shava. And finally, there is where you have a gzer shava, that it's not mufna, it's not extra from any side. And there we have a machloikas amaroyim, whether we learn it anyway to gzer shava or no, if we have a question, we do not learn the Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says you have to say here it's Mufta, because if it wouldn't be Mufta, it wouldn't be extra, then I would have a question. So the Gemara says, lie, indeed you're right, Afnuya Mufta, it is extra. So now let's figure out which one's extra. Hi Mufta. Let's see, eat a truma, is truma extra? No, mitzvah triti. I need truma. I need the words taishiv v'sachah b'truma. Desanya. We learned in a brisa. What is a taishiv? Zeh koni kinyan oilam. This is an eved ivri, explains Rashi, who goes out b'yoivel. Sacher, who is that? A hired hand. Zeh koni kinyan shonim. That's someone who goes out by shemitah. He works for 6 years in eved ivri and then goes out. And both of them are not allowed to eat the truma, even if they have a master who is a kayin. An eved kanani is kinyan kasboy. He eats truma. Masha'en king, these eved ivries, even the one who goes out only b'yoivel, at the end of the day, he's going to go free. So he's not considered an eved. He's not considered kinyan kasboy, and therefore he's not allowed to eat from the kayin the truma. Frank the Gemara, v'yoymer toshev v'yoymer sacher. Let it say in the Torah that a toshev, even though he only goes out by yoivol, and still he's not considered a kinyan kasboy, and certainly someone who's only there for 6 years, he's only temporary, that he cannot eat truma. What do you have to tell me? A sacher also, v'ani yoymer, I would make a kav v'chaymer. Kani kinyan oilem ein oichol, kani kinyan shonim l'kol shchein. If yoivol, you stay there maybe up to 50 years, and yet you're not called a kinyan kasboy of who? Of the Kayain, and you can't eat truma, so certainly 6 years you can't eat truma. Why do you have to tell me Sacher? Answers the Gemara, Ilu Kain, if it only would say Taishav, Hayisu Aimer, I would say, you know what a Taishav means? Taishav is that Kanakin Yishanim. Maybe a settler means someone who's an Eved Ivri only for 6 years. Avil Kanakin Yonoilim, but what would be if he's there for 50 years? He goes out by Yoivel. Oichel, maybe he is considered Kinyan Kasboy, and he would eat Truma. Bought Sacher, so the Torah told me Taishav Visacher, and Velimit, and it teaches you Al Taishav, that a Sacher is 6 years. A Taishav is the one who goes out by Yoivel. Sha'af al pisha kani kinyan oilam, even though he goes out by yoivol, ein oichel, he's not considered kinyan kasboy, he's not like an eved kanani who is there forever, and he can eat truma, mashen can eved ivri, even by yoivol, cannot eat truma. So memela, I need the drasha of toishiv and sacher to teach me that they are not considered kinyan kasboy. So by truma, these words are not extra. Ella, the pesach mufti, it is extra by pesach. Why? Hi, Toshav Sacher, the Kazarach Mana Pesach, mind you. What does Toshav Sacher by Pesach mean? E name a Toshav Sacher, Mamish. If it means the regular Toshav Sacher, the Toshav means the Eved Ivri who's there till Yaival. The Sacher is the Eved Ivri who's there for 6 years, so I don't understand. Mishum da Havale Toshav Sacher, if the Lemi Pesach. Just because he's a Toshav Sacher of the Master, that Eved Ivri should not have the Korban Pesach. That's not true, it can't be. V'hakaim alon gabi truma. We know that by truma, deloy achil, that an eved ivri doesn't eat, as we just learned the pasuk toishiv kain v'sachir, lo yoichel kodesh, he doesn't eat kodesh, which refers to truma, because he's not the kinyan kasboy of his master, as we turn to daf ayin amid beis, alma, loy kanale rabbe. So I see from that then by truma that what? That the master is not coining him because of kinyan kasboy, and that's why he can't eat truma. So hachanami over here by Pesach, loy kanale rabbe. He's not like an eved kanani that he belongs to his master, and such an eved doesn't eat Pesach. He doesn't, as Rashi explains, we see from truma that he's not considered kinyan kasboy. So if so, avada, he would eat the korban Pesach. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that halacha by Pesach? Why would I have a half a minute that a Toshav Sacher would not eat the Korban Pesach? El Lafnuya, it must be extra. So therefore I could make a Gzeir Shava. Ask the Gemara, Bavakati Mufta Mitzad Echadu. It's only extra from one side. Truma side, it's not extra. Vishamin Leila Rabbi Lazar, and again, the Masoreth Hashas says the Girsa is Rabbi Yezer, and I didn't see this written anywhere, but I believe that the Gemara is asking Lishi Tasai. Who is the one on Ahmed Aleph who learned this whole Gzeir Shavar of Toshav Sacher Truma from what? From Pesach? It's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasai holds the Amar Mufta Mitzad Echad L'Meidah Meshivan. Reb Lezer is not, we said it to Machlaikas Tanoim, if it's only open from one side, whether you can ask a question or not and shlug up the Gzeir Shava. Reb Lezer's own opinion, as Rashi brings down from a Gemara further in Yevamos Daf Kuf Daled, he holds that when there's only a Gzeir Shava extra from one side, you learn it, but you can ask a question if you have a question. So here we have a question, that Pesach has a Chumrah of what? Of Pigel, Neisser, and Tomei. So if we have such a question, maybe there is no Gzeir Shav of oral from Pesach to Truma. Maybe oral is only usher by Pesach, but it's mutter by Truma. Ah, you have a Gzeir Shav, but it's only extra from one side. And Reb Lezer Lishita, so he holds extra from one side, you can ask the question. The Gemara answers, no, it's considered here that it's open from two sides. Kiv in the Glufei Leitzarech, since I don't need by Korban Pesach, Toshav Asacha for itself, Shadi Chad Alamed. There's two words over here that are extra. One is Taishav, the other word is Sacher. So one word I will put to the derivative, Truma, which you're deriving from Pesach. The Shari Chad, I'll take one word, Amalameid, on that which is teaching the Gzei Rishava, and that is Pesach, the Havali Gzei Rishava, Mufnim Shneit Stadim. And then it becomes the Gzei Rishava that is open from both sides, and when it's open from both sides, everybody is Maida, that even if you have a question, that Pesach has a Chumra over Truma, still we will be able to learn out Truma from Pesach, and we don't ask any questions. Ask the Gemara, if we now have a relationship between Pesach through the Gzeir Shava to Truma. Let's learn out more dinim. Ima Pesach oinen asurboy af Truma oinen asurboy. Just like by Korban Pesach, an oinen is also, as Rashi brings down, that the Gemara later in Dafayin Gimel is going to learn out all kachim, including Pesach, from a Kal V'chomer, from Meiser Sheni, that an Oinen, just like he's also to eat Meiser Sheni, he's also also to eat a Korban Pesach. So why don't I make the step, next step? Ma Pesach Oinen Osterboy, just like by Korban Pesach, an Oinen cannot eat the Korban Pesach, Av Truma Oinen Osterboy. Now that I have Xer Shava, let's learn out that by Truma and Oinen, should a Koyen who's an Oinen, an Oinen means that he lost his one of his seven close relatives, his father's mother, his brother, his sister, his son or daughter, or his wife. And while the mace has not yet been buried, or midaraisa, even after the burial, the whole first day he's called an oinen, there's a machlokes, whether at night he's also called an oinen or not, but at least till the burial or after the burial, the first day, he is an oinen. And just like by Pesach, an oinen is usher to eat the Korban Pesach, Truma should also be usher. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, we have had this before on Daf Samech Zion, Samaches Samad Beis, we had this limit already before. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "V'chol zor lo yoichel kodesh, toishiv koyim v'sachol lo yoichel kodesh." So we learn now, zaros amartilach. Azar is usher to eat from the car, from Truma, but v'loy aninis, but not an oinein, as the Marsha explained. This whole word v'chol zor is extra because it says in Pasuk Yud in Vayikra Chav Beis, v'chol zor lo yoichel kodesh. It also says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'chol zor lo yoichel boy. So it's extra. So from that we learn out that only a zor is osur and not an oinen. How do we learn it out? Says the Marsha, because a zor is osur, a stranger, a yisrael, or a levi, not a koyin, is osur to eat truma, whether he's an oinen or not. So when we say that a koyin is mutter to eat truma, he is mutter whether he is an oinen or not. So we cannot learn out from Pesach that an oinen is osur and truma, because we have this limud, from the extra word v'chol zar, I learn out, zar samartilach is usher to eat truma v'loy aninus. An oinen is mutter to eat truma. Aim of v'loy arelus. Maybe the limud of the extra words v'chol zor is not teaching you that an oinen is mutter and truma. Maybe an oral is mutter and truma. The Gemara says, how can an oral be mutter and truma? Haksiv taish v'sacher. We learned the gzeir shav of taish v'sacher that an oral should be learned from truma from Pesach, that it's usher to eat Truma, says the Gemara, Ma Reis. Why do you make the Gzei Rishavet? To prohibit a oral, maybe we should prohibit an oinen, and an oral should be mutter. I'll learn Zaris Amartilach V'loy Arelus. An oral is mutter from that extra word V'chol Zar, and from Taisu Zachar the Gzei Rishavet, I'll learn that a Onain is usher. So Gemara says, no, mistavra reilus havle rebuye. It's mistavra, if you have a choice, which one is more usher, I would say an oral is more usher than an oinid. Why? Shekain, and now we have simon, says Rashi, and Rashi had this in his text in the Gemara, it wasn't in parentheses, it was part of his text. We have a mnemonic, a way of remembering, maisim krusim bidvar ha'eved. Actions that were cut in the word of the Eved. So these are four words that actually include five cases. There are five ways that being an oral is worse than being an oinet. Why? So maisim, plural, stands for two maisim. First, mechusar maisa. An oinen is not lacking anything. Mashi ankin, an oral, is lacking the action of mila. And the second maisa, the second part of the plural maisim, is maisa begufa. He has to do an action in his very body to change his body from an oral to a mohel. Va'anish karis, that's the second word, krusim. Va'anish karis, there's a punishment of karis, which is not by an oinen. V'yeshno levnei adibur, there was a chiyuv to have bris mila even before maimed har Sinai, as opposed to the halacha of oinen, which was only after maimed har Sinai. U'milas chor v'avod of makeves. And if he has a son that is eligible to have a bris mila, he cannot eat the korban pesach until he did a bris mila with his son, and also with his avodim, as Rashi brings down. Because the pasuk says, "Himo loy kol zacher va'oz yikrav." He can bring the korban pesach after he gives bris mila to every zacher. And by an eved, it also says, "Umal toy soy oz yoichel boy." Then he can eat. Hainu says the Bach. I'm reading the Rashi, Divrei Maskil Umila Schar Vavadav. Hainu Ba'olav. It's referring to the Baal. Maybe it's referring to the Eved. The Imishim Eved, Hakas of Kol Oral Loyachabai. The Eved is an oral. So of course, he is not going to eat. So therefore, the Pasuk must be referring to the master. The master cannot eat until he does a bris mila to his sons and to his avadim. And there is no such halacha by oinet. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Who says that oral is harder than onen? Ada rab aninus havlin rebuy, we should add aninus. Shishikain yeshna b'chol shah, because aninus takes place at every hour means that it recurs in the world over and over again. Mashenken, bris mila, once he has the bris mila, there is no more problem of arelus. And also aninus nohegas by nashim and nashim. Arelus is only an issue by a man, but aninus applies to men and women. There is nothing that a person can do when he's in a state of oinein to fix himself, as opposed to bris mila, which is easier, which he could fix himself by giving himself a bris mila. That's, and then he becomes mutter to eat kachem and truma. So the more answer is, you're right, there are certain chumras of aninus, but hanech nefishin, there are more chumras by arelus than by aninus, and therefore, if we have a choice to be marba arelus or aninus in the isser through the gzeir shava, we're going to be marba arelus. Rava, Marava says, beloy hanech nefishin, namin lematzamret. Without the fact that arelus has more chumras than aninus, you also would not say that the isser applies to aninus and not to arelus. Why? Shebe Shafkinen Arelis. He asks a rhetorical question here in amazement. Shafkinen Arelis, the Chsiv Begufa de Pesach. Are we going to leave over the Isser of Oral, which is written distinctly in the Pesach, that an Oral should not eat the Korban Pesach? And we're going to say that I'm not going to compare to Truma. V'yafinen Aninus mi Pesach. And rather we're going to learn out the Halacha that an Oinen is Usher in Korban Pesach, and that should be through the Gzeir Shava brought to Truma. The Pesach Gufim in Meister Gamrin. How do we know that by Pesach an Oinen cannot eat a Korban Pesach? There's no Beferish Pesach on that. It's a Kalvachimer from Meister Shani. So it doesn't make sense, not logical, to say that the Gzeir Shava I'm going to use from Pesach to Truma for something that's not written in the Parsha of Pesach itself. It's more logical that something that's written Beferish in Pesach, that's what I'm going to use the Gzeir Shava for, to bring it over to Truma. That Truma is usher as well by an oral. The Gemara asks, Ima Pesach, Milas Chorva Avodah Ma'akeves, Af Truma, Milas Chorva Avodah Ma'akeves, why don't I use the Gzeir Shava from Pesach to Truma, that just like we learned before, that for Korban Pesach, the Mila of his males and his Avodah is Ma'akev, the Korban Pesach, so too you cannot eat Truma until your Zecharim and Avodah have Bris Mila, Amar Kra, the Pesach says, V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef, Umalta Oisoi, Oz Yoichal Boy. That's what it says by Korban Pesach. So I learn out from the word boy, then you eat it. That's a miut. And it's trying to tell me, Milas Chorba Avodah Ma'akeves Boy, Melech B'Pesach, Vein Milas Chorba Avodah Ma'akeves B'Truma. It's not Ma'akev B'Truma. I learned it from the miut of the word boy. Only in it are the Mila of Chorban Avodah Ma'akev, the Korban Pesach, not Truma. Ihochi, if so, Ema Kol Oral lo yoichal boy. So why don't I say the same thing in the pasuk of why don't I say by kol oral lo yoichal boy einoy oichal aval oichal betruma. So why do we learn out the gzeir shava of Taisha v'sachar from Pesach to Truma to tell me that an oral is usher to eat Truma? Why don't I say boy an oral can't eat Korban Pesach, but Truma he could eat even if he's an oral? Just like you said, boy means that only Korban Pesach the meal of Shchorba Avodah is Ma'akev, but not by Truma. So maybe by the oral, by the Kohen himself, only by Korban Pesach is an oral not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but a Kohen oral by Truma could eat Pesach. I learned it also from the word boy. So the Gemara says, no, Haksiv Taish V'Sachar, you have Exer Rishon of Taish V'Sachar that an oral cannot eat. We learn out Truma from Pesach. Frey de Gemara Ma Rais, why do you learn it out for oral? Let's learn it out for the Mila of Zchor Vavodav. Maybe that's Makav. Oral is not Makav in Truma, and Zchor Vavodav is. Maybe I'll use Boy to be Memayate that oral is Mutter in Truma. And I'll use the Gzeir Shava, which is Marbe, that Truma cannot be eaten if there are Zchorim Vavodim that need a Bris Mila. The Gemara says, no, Nistavra Reilis, the Gufa Havalele Rebuye. It makes more sense if I have a choice. The person himself who's an oral, or his avodim who are a reilim, it makes more sense the person himself. Why? Because to say l'rebuya, to make it osir, shekein maista begufoy, it has the chumra that it's an action in his body itself, v'onish chorus, and there's also an einish of chorus, and that's why it's harder than the case of milas avodav uscharav. It also has a chumra, shekein yeshna b'chol shara, because if he has more sons or he acquires more avodim, he's going to have to do the bris mila again. Even if he did the bris mila to his sons and avodim knanim, if he gets new ones, he has to again do bris mila. His own bris mila, we learned in the Gemara before, that's not recurring. Once he did the bris mila, that's the end of it. But this never ends. The more children, the more avodim he has, they need bris mila. So that is a chumra over his own arelus. The Gemara answers, you're right, that's a chumra, but hanech nefishin. But here I have two chumras, here I have one chumra. It makes more sense to say that arelus is more chumra, and that's why it is osur by truma, and not milas avodav uscharv. The boy is saying, or I can give you another answer. Even without the fact that this has two chumras and this only has one chumra, I still will not use the gzeir shava to aser truma by zchora va'avodim. I'll use it for the oral himself. Me, because it makes sense. Me ikamidi da arelis de gufa loy makvabe, and arelis da chrini makvabe. That's not logical. His own arelis, you want to tell me, that's mutter. That I'll learn out from boy, that only by Korban Pesach is it a problem and not by Truma. But the arelus of his sons and his avodim, that's a problem by Truma. His own is not a problem, and his sons and avodim are a problem. That's not logical, and therefore I say that if he's an oral, it's Ma'akev and Truma, and if his avodim and zecharim don't have a bris mila, that's not Ma'akev and Truma. It's only Ma'akev by Korban Pesach, boy, and not mila zecharim avodim. Ask the Gemara, now that you're learning out the word boy, hash the damer boy le drashu d'asa. I have other psukim that have the word boy in it. For example, the pasuk says, in Shmoyes Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayayim Hashem Amayish Baran Zoy Shlukas HaPesach Kol Ben Necho Lo Yachol Boy. So Kol Ben Necho means a mumur lavoy to Zara. He doesn't believe in the Avera of Avodah Zarah. He's over in bemazed in idolatry. So call Ben Necher lo yoichel boy lomli. What's that boy excluding? The Gemara says boy, as we turn it off, ayin aleph amid aleph hamoras das poiselas. Only in Korban Pesach is hamoras das a mumer pasels that he doesn't have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Ve'ein hamoras das poiselas b'meiser. And Tosfos says that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Vav has the girsa b'truma, and both are correct. That sigh for meiser and sigh for truma. A mummer would be able to eat meiser and truma. A kohen who's a mummer could eat truma. The Gemara asks, what about another pasuk in Shmoyes Yud Beis Mem Ches, where it says v'chol oro lo yoichal boy? So what do I v'chol oro lo yoichal boy lomali? So the Gemara answers, boy by Pesach ein oichal a oral aval oichal u'b'matzamor, but by matzah and moror the oral would eat. From matzah, even though he doesn't have Korban Pesach, he would eat matzah. Morer, he wouldn't eat midoraisa anyway, because morer, he would only eat if he has a Korban Pesach. The Gemara just puts the word morer here as part of the set of matzah morer. But the real limit of the Gemara is going on matzah, that an oral is only not obligated in Korban Pesach, but he is mechuyev as an oral to eat matzah and be mekayim, the mitzvah say of eating matzah.